From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And welcome to the Disc Golf News for the week of August 9, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan from Des Moines, Iowa. It's Worlds 2004. Coming up this time, we've got results from day one at the 2004 Pro-Am World Championships in Des Moines. We'll see who's got the early lead. Plus, five-time women's world champion Elaine King has a tip for getting out of trouble in the 60-second clinic. We'll talk with Masters champion Brad Hammack on defending his title and a ton more. It is PDGA Radio News from Worlds, and it's sponsored by Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Orders ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
We are through day one of the singles competition at Worlds 2004. Got some early results coming at you, beginning with the advanced divisions, the men. Now, kind of hard to judge who's in the lead here because of the different pools. However, we'll go with Pool G. This is the first advanced men division. And your leader so far is Caleb Wolf, shooting even. A four-way tie for second place, Jay Harbour, Mike Medaglia, Chris Robbins, and David Shaw, all tied up for second place after day one in the advanced men. Advanced women, Kelly Cross is leading. She's got 15 over and leading by one over Kelly Schwartz. A three-way tie for third place, Teresa Bellinger, who won the pro mixed doubles earlier over the weekend. Regina Estrada and Tavish Sanders all tied up in the women's division for third place. Now to the pro divisions, the Grandmasters. It's Rick Folks by a stroke after the first round. Steve Slazer and Alan Beaver right on his tracks. To the Masters, it's a three-way tie after the first round. Brad Hammack, Jim No-Spin Myers, and Al Shack all tied up at one under par. To the open division, a Swede, Lindy Hellegren, has the early lead, plus three. Nadine Cosgrove of Colorado is right behind her and four over par along with Mandy Snodgrass. And Juliana Korver taking her time. She's currently in 15th place at nine over par. Now to the open men's division. No surprise here. Defending world champ Barry Schultz off to a hot and fast lead. He is eight under par after round one. No one even close. Doug Chilcote and Cameron Todd tied up for second place at 5 under par. Some other open leaders after the first round include Larry Lebon, who's at 4 under par, and a 6-way tie for the 5th spot. At 3 under par is Ken Climo, Nate Doss, Nolan Greider, Marcus Kallstrom, Damon Pugh, and Mike Randolph. And that is how it went down after day one at Worlds 2004. Time now for the 60-second clinic. Here at Worlds, there are 11 different courses that the competitors are playing on, and there's, as you might expect, plenty of trouble out there. Well, this week in the 60-second clinic, five-time women's world champion Elaine King has a tip to help you get out of those tricky trouble spots.
Well, the best way to get out of trouble, of course, is not to get into it in the first place. So I'd like to start by talking about how you should approach a tough hole. If the hole is narrow, but reachable, most players focus on reaching the pin. And in my opinion, it's the wrong focus. The focus should be to throw the line of the fairway, be it straight, left, or right. Don't focus on getting it under the basket. That's where you will tend to try too hard. You'll yank it, and you'll end up in the bushes. This year we have a course at the World Championships, Big Creek, which consists largely of narrow fairways lined with heavy bush, with nasty poison ivy and rose bushes and things. You don't want to get in there, ever. Much better to have a short shot for your drive with a longer putt, still maybe make your two or definitely make your three, rather than trying too hard.
Elaine King is a five-time women's world champion and a former PDGA commissioner. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. In the big picture this week, we talk with two-time Masters champion Brad Hammack. He's the little man with the big arm, and this year he's shooting for Masters title number 3. We tracked Brad down at the players' meeting on Sunday night. And it is the night of the players' meeting, and we want to spend a minute with two-time Masters Pro Champion Brad Hammack. Brad, how are you feeling about this year?
Feeling great, Brian.
Brad, the competition for you has been growing because the Masters field is growing. This year, one of the largest Masters field at any Worlds. Feeling any additional pressure or no?
Actually, Brian, I didn't know that. I know it's the usual suspects in the Masters division. You know, there's plenty of us that can win, and I just go out there and try to play the best I can. May the best man win.
You're having a terrific year this year. Anything different in your game?
Different? No. Matter of fact, I still have several discs in my bag that I was throwing last year. A favorite old beast of mine, but I have added the Orc, and I'm really loving that. It's helped my distance quite a bit off the tee.
Is there one player, one guy who you feel like you really got to watch out for this year?
Watch out for? I try to play the courses. I don't think about it, but, you know, I know the usual suspects. There's many, many guys that can play great and well enough to beat me, or well enough to win, however you want to look at it. But, I guess if I had to say two or three guys, there's always, you know, Al Sugar Shack is his first Masters. He's a great player, always has been. Dean Tanak, great player. And he's gotten by me a couple times this year. Early in the season, though, I feel like I'm playing a little better than I was then. But, Larry Leonard, Jim Oates was right there last year. Jim Myers is a great player as well. There's 20 guys, 30 guys, you know, who knows. And with these courses, you know, you really have to play well. So it's anybody's game, man. It always is. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in the Open or the Masters division. You have to play good golf if you expect to win. A lot of times, great golf.
He's the Pro Masters champion 2 times. He's trying to make it 3 this year. Brad Hammack, good luck this week.
Thank you, Brian. I'm looking forward to it.
As you probably know by now, Worlds 2004 is the biggest event in the history of the sport. Over 930 players. We wanted to find out from some of these folks what they thought of this spectacle. One guy we talked to was professional disc golfer Sean Sinclair.
My name is Sean Sinclair, and I am from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Sean Sinclair, how many Worlds have you been to?
I went to the Am Worlds in 97. I didn't play, but then I have been to every Pro Worlds after that from 98 to the present.
And your first impression, I mean, it is, we have not yet, as of this conversation, begun the singles competition, but what are your first impressions so far of Worlds 2004?
Above and beyond the best Worlds I've absolutely been to, without a doubt.
What makes it so good?
The 6 courses that we are playing are top notch. There's not really a weak course on the list. Some are better than others, so the courses are unbelievable. Cement tee pads, tee signs, everything's manicured. And then the organization, when we checked in, was top notch. You knew right where to go. They had everything ready. The player packages are phenomenal. The organization has just been great. Last night, the entertainment was unbelievable. Tonight, there's entertainment. There's 500, 600 people out there for the players meeting. It's unbelievable.
You are an experienced top pro. Who do you have to beat this year in order to win your first world championship?
Each year that I've gone to the world, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, the list of players that you have to beat. Back in 97, you could say, oh, Ken Climo, Ron Russell. And this year, there's a list of probably 30 players that have a chance of winning. There's the sleepers like Ken Jarvis, who got 5th last year. He hasn't played any events. He's been over in New Zealand. He could sneak in there. You got Micah out in California. You got Stevie and Barry and Kenny and Ron. Cam Todd's been playing unbelievable. And then there's a bunch of people that stay local that are just awesome. So the list is quite large this year.
If you can't be in Des Moines for the World's Finals this weekend, well, believe it or not, there are still a few other things going on. In Vaasa, Finland, it's the Vaasa Open. And in Birdsboro, PA, it's the Dead Dogs of Summer. Plus, the Edmund Riverside Championships in Caribou, Maine. And that is it. So if you ain't at Worlds, I hope you'll be at one of those events. And finally this week, since our hosts are doing such a fabulous job putting on the World Championships in Iowa this year, we wanted to tell you a little bit more about their state, the state of Iowa. They'd like you to know that Iowa is the first in soybean production. Yeah, that's right. Also, they are first in egg production. Eggs are good. I like eggs. They're first in corn production. You can't knock corn. Plus, they're first in hog production, eighth in cattle and calf production, 12th in milk production, and most importantly to at least most of us, Iowa is second in the number of disc golf courses. This year they're at 86. That's up from 5 in like 1997. Yeah, disc golf is exploding in Iowa. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 9 for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. We've got plenty of more world stuff for you in next week's show. And, of course, you can check results every day at PDGA.com. Please visit our sponsors, Discovering the World, there at DTWorld.com. And until next time, keep them in the fairways.